Good day, everyone. Hello and welcome back to Sterling's Global. My name is Arful and I'm the founder of Sterling's Global, a UK-based accounting firm specializing in e-commerce and local businesses. If you are new here, glad you could join us on this lovely day and welcome. But if you have been with us for quite some time, well, thank you so much for tuning in today. On this channel, we do a deep dive into different pain points and challenges that our clients usually have and discuss valuable insights that can help entrepreneurs, self-starters, and freelancers like yourself. We love to hear from you, so if you have any questions, send us a message and who knows, we might discuss it next. Today, we will talk about something that everyone is always confused with and always asking questions or being very curious, which is related to tax. Now, it's not just related to tax, it's about how they can be more efficient on saving tax or live offshore or find a tax-free haven where it's a low amount of tax or no tax, next to none at all, when you make a lot of money or a little bit of money for your saving. We are doing a series related to taxes, so whether it's VAT, sales tax or income tax, we have various content on these. Do check them out and you may find answers to your questions. Our topic actually focuses on how you can save on your taxes in the UK by having an offshore business. It seems like a heavy one, don't worry. We won't be getting into the nitty-gritty. That's because we believe that every tax advice should be tailored to your client's needs and situation. Our today's discussion should give you an idea on how to go about lowering your tax bill legally. Don't worry, you won't get a headache with that. We will tackle this day. Or maybe we'll just do some other time, right? I'm only kidding. If you're ready, let's jump in. For UK entrepreneurs, tax is part and parcel of running a small business or a large business. It is unavoidable, and if you declare an amount lower than what you're supposed to pay, then HMRC may have a case against you. Most taxpayers want to save tax legally, which is by box within the law. However, not everyone knows how to do it. As an entrepreneur, your tax bill can significantly impact your finances. If left untouched, high taxes can drag your earnings and leave you with less capital to reinvest. That's why having well thought out tax planning is often more important than an aggressive investment strategy. There are multiple ways to reduce taxes effectively, but many advisors recommend going offshore for higher savings and better tax efficiency. First, what is an offshore business? An offshore business or company is established outside of one's home country. It can be set up in any country, territory, or jurisdiction as long as its activity takes place other than an individual's nation or domicile. Suppose you are an Amazon seller in the UK who registered an LLC in the US to handle your business operations. In that case, that corporation is an overseas company but also called offshore. However, the term offshore is often associated with jurisdictions where regulations differ from one's domicile, allowing for more favorable conditions like asset protection, privacy, and lower tax rates. For this reason, offshoring is always linked to tax havens. So, what are the benefits of establishing an offshore company? There are several advantages to incorporating an overseas business, one of which is asset protection. During political unrest or pending litigation, transferring resources into your offshore company minimizes the risk of financial losses due to different laws and lack of jurisdiction. But the primary reason for many taxpayers to use an offshore structure is to save tax in the UK. By understanding the differences in the tax regulations of every country and proper structuring, entrepreneurs can legitimately lower the taxes they will pay to HMRC. Suppose you incorporated a limited company in Commonwealth countries or EU member states. or an LLC in the US to oversee your business activities in that location, in that case, you don't have to pay its corporate tax to HMRC because it isn't covered by UK tax laws. But you have obligation to the country your company's registered in. That being said, your tax burden isn't automatically lowered simply because of offshore. Without the right strategy, your self-assessment may even be higher. For an example, taking a salary versus earning dividends from earnings, according to HMRC, you must still pay tax on foreign income, depending on your residency status. It's crucial that you have extensive knowledge of your domicile and offshore countries' tax policies. Consult a professional from ourselves, which is Sterling's Global, to determine the best and most tax-efficient way to go about it. Now, let's talk about incorporating an offshore company. Setting up offshore may seem straightforward, but it is actually more complicated than it looks. Bear in mind that company registration varies for each country or jurisdiction. For instance, in the US, states have different incorporate laws, such as like the incorporation of a company can vary. What applies in Delaware doesn't work in Florida. So state to state, there could be different rules and policies in place. To ease the confusion, it's highly suggested to work with an expert who can handle the entire legwork. Sterling's Global offers company formation services so that you can focus on running your business instead of stressing over incorporation requirements. Below are some of the general steps involved in the registration process to save tax in the UK. Figure out where to incorporate. Speak to a consultant to get advice on the ideal jurisdiction for your company's registration to maximize tax savings. If you are an e-commerce seller and your target market is the US, consider setting up your company in a foreign investor-friendly state like Delaware. Identify the most tax-optimized corporate structure for your offshore company. Entrepreneurs have limited options when registering their businesses as a non-resident or foreign investor. UK residents can opt for LLC or C corporation in the US or as a limited company in EU member states and Commonwealth countries. Register your overseas company. Jurisdictions have different requirements for company formation, such as a filled out application form, incorporation documents, and a physical address, also with a business bank account. If you work with a local registered agent, they will handle that formation on your behalf. You could also speak to us and we can sort that out for you, either USA, UK, or another country that we support. We are more than happy to do the incorporation as well as get all the documents and give you suggestions accordingly. Have your offshore business account for eligible expenses. Whether you are self-employed, a freelancer, or a business owner, your income tax due primarily depends on your earnings. Besides allowances and reliefs, there are also eligible deductions that can reduce your UK tax obligations. For instance, you can claim utilities, materials, meals, insurance premiums, transportation rentals, expenses on training, as well as rental of any other equipment, and other costs incurred from your taxes while conducting business activities. The same applies to your offshore companies. Regardless of where you have incorporated it, you must properly account for the expenses to report the correct earnings and calculate the tax due according to the actual rate you're meant to pay. For example, you can charge subscription fees and marketing expenses to your offshore company if they are considered essential operational cost. Moreover, determine the most tax-efficient way to pay yourself from your overseas company's operations. It can be through a consultancy fee, salary, or dividends from their profits. There are instances when one tax planning strategy may be better than others because of maximum savings. Proper structure of your business plays a significant role in its corporate tax and, by extension, in your income tax due to HMRC. If unsure, best consult a tax advisor or professional accountant, and Sterling's Global can help you to figure out the most effective method to save tax in the UK. So if you speak to us, we should be able to get you some sort of advice that will be very beneficial for you. Mind you, there are tax rules on dividends. Business owners with overseas companies often choose to downstream profits by declaring dividends. Received dividends should be included in their self-assessment return as foreign income. Although HMRC exempts dividends from tax, the tax-free allowance is set to be reduced to £1,000 from 2023 to 2024. Anything over the threshold will be taxed according to your income tax band. The higher your taxable income, the higher the tax rates applied. That's why it's crucial to ensure that your earnings fall into the correct tax bracket to reduce your UK tax bill. Our most important tip, consider working with a tax advisor. Self-employed individuals and entrepreneurs can significantly save tax in the UK with the right foreign structure. However, an offshoring strategy is complex and requires expansive knowledge of accounting principles and taxation policies. It's better to work with an experienced tax advisor to maximize your tax savings, since every situation is unique based on one's income, type of business, needs, and financial goals. They will tailor a solution to get the best outcome. They will assess different local and offshore scenarios that impact your tax obligations before outlining their recommendations. Keep in mind that they will structure your business according to your disclosure. So be honest and clear during your discussions with your tax consultant. Now, let's tackle some FAQs about saving taxes in the UK through offshore. The most common one we get is reducing my taxes legal in the UK? The plain and simple answer to that, yes, it is. What isn't legal is tax evasion. Lowering your tax liabilities through methods within the law and a full understanding of existing legislation is legitimate. On the other hand, tax evasion is the deliberate underpayment of tax due by failing to declare income sources. Next question you get is, can I handle going offshore to save tax in the UK on my own? With proper research, you can incorporate your overseas company yourself. However, you may not get optimal results. Each jurisdiction has specific tax laws, and if you are unfamiliar with the ones applicable to your situation, you may end up with a higher tax bill than expected. Is it worth hiring a tax advisor? Working with a tax expert is an investment. Consider amount of taxes you can save because of valuable insights. While hiring them will set you back, the benefits largely outweigh the cost. Think of the potential losses you may incur if you go offshore without some advice. While taxes are unavoidable as a small business owner or self-employed individual, fortunately, they can be reduced legitimately and properly. One of the most effective ways to save tax in the UK is to have an offshore business. However, offshoring isn't something you should do yourself. Seek a tax advisor or qualified accounting firm Sterling Global to help you structure your overseas company to optimize tax savings. Our team of experts can assist you, particularly on financial matters. So folks, that's all for today. We hope that you have picked up a few things about saving taxes in today's discussion. I know I did, and it's awesome that I get to share these insights with you. To see how we can help you more, do check our website, sterlingsglobal.com, spelled as Sterlings, S-T-E-R-L-I-N-X, followed by the word global. We have tons of accounting-related articles that can help you stay in the know. If you enjoyed our tips and tricks or want to learn something more similar, please like, follow and subscribe to our media channels. Check out our community forum on our website, YouTube channel on YouTube and podcast on multiple platforms such as like Spotify or Apple Music, Amazon Music, Google Podcast to find answers for your processing or pressing questions. I will be leaving the links below so you can visit them. Again, my name is Arafol from Sterling's Global, and I hope to catch you on the next one. Thanks a lot now. Bye-bye.